just like you, we're all about sports. And the things that make sports great, like beer and wings. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. Online at ESPNSWFL.com.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Rick Church on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. How are you today on a hot and humid hump day Wednesday? Going into a holiday weekend, though. 4th of July right around the corner. Got some 4th of July ideas for you. Joe Winter put them on our website. I'll share those with you in a moment. And there's even a click button on how to buy these things if you want them. Hold on. Stop the music. Pete, I'm sensing you have a active parlay that's not going well.
Astros Mets under 4.5, first five. They are still scoreless in the seventh. Excellent. All the Pirates had to do was just the Pirates plus a half a run in the first five, and they were ahead the whole game. And all they had to do was finish in a tie, but the Nationals have just taken a 5-4 lead.
Well, there's still hope.
There goes that. No, it's no hope.
It's first five. Yeah.
Out.
By the way, we got screwed by sucky Clayton Kershaw last night on the first five Dodgers Colorado last night. He stinks.
Get him out of the league.
He's done. That really hurt.
Speaking of baseball, it was really great that that Commissioner Rob Manfred says the idea that he hates baseball is the most ridiculous thing said about him. I don't think he loves baseball, though. I don't think he loves it.
It's just a job.
I don't.
I agree with you.
And I think to be a commissioner in sports, you have to love the game. I don't think Gary Bettman loves the sport either.
Yeah.
That's why he always gets
creamed. He's a basketball guy. He started out as David Stern's underling. But by the way, ratings up like 83% for the Stanley Cup Final. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And
I think the promotion, first of all, you know, two really good teams, two teams from the United States, and you got, you know, great coverage on ESPN and ABC. So,
speaking of your little parlay situation, I have a story for you.
Uh-huh.
This is from BetMGM. As you know, gambling is legal in like 28 states.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these will do promotional. You sign up, get, $500 free dollars to play with or something
like that.
Well, this guy did this. I forget where he was from. But he took his free $500 from BetMGM, and he did a three-team parlay. And it was over a long period of time. He took the Rams to win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
He took the Warriors to win the NBA.
Yep.
He took the Avs to win the Stanley Cup. Kind of a futures three-team parlay. 500 down. He won $269,000 on free money.
Excellent.
And BetMGM is now relooking at its policy of giving out that much.
Really?
I guess.
No, I don't think that's peanuts to them. That really is. That's peanuts to them. They make that in an hour on bets.
I know.
That's nothing.
But anyway, I wish something cool like that would happen to me.
No, you can do it.
I mean, looking back in time in the Magic Crystal Ball, I mean, two of those three, very plausible. Rams win the Super Bowl. Maybe the Warriors win the NBA. I would pick the Avs, even though they were red hot a long time ago.
A lot of people don't want to wait a couple of years.
Or months.
They want it now. Fast.
Well, when you see the money taken out of your account for a futures bet and then it just sits there, you're right. I agree. All right. It is time for a SportsCenter rundown, ladies and gentlemen. Here's me. Lots of day baseball on this Wednesday. The Rays and the Brewers are tied at 3 in the top of the 8th inning. Right now, the Yankees lead the A's 5-3 in the top of the 6th. Bottom of the 5th, as Pete pointed out, Nationals 5-4 over the Pirates.
Ooh.
Astros and Mets scoreless in the 7th. I think that's Verlander, if I'm not mistaken. And the Royals, a 1-0 lead over the Rangers. That is in the middle of the 4th. Coming up later on this hour, the Padres and the Diamondbacks get underway, as do the Tigers and the Giants, the O's, and the Mariners. That'll cap off day baseball. More games later on tonight. So what was you show me a picture, speaking of the Giants and the Tigers. Yesterday, somebody was holding like a rabbit that was like 3 feet long.
It's the biggest rabbit, a hare. I don't know what the hell, but it looked like a rabbit on steroids.
Was it a pet?
I don't know.
Was it a comfort pet that somebody
brought?
I don't
know. You're allowed to bring in, what do you call it?
Service animals.
Service animals. Exactly. Thank you. Service animals.
Because I don't think that was a wild rabbit. I've never seen a wild rabbit that big.
And I don't think it was a security guard holding it either. But
was it a player?
No, it was in the stands. It was in the stands. I just it was just
ginormous.
Absolutely.
I mean, it literally had to be almost 3 feet long.
Huge. Is there such a thing as a service rabbit?
Oh, I think this is, yeah, I'm sure there is.
Probably.
This country got into a frenzy on service animals. I mean, people are trying to bring peacocks onto airplanes.
Well, and I think a lot of it is related to, like, anxiety and depression.
I know, but I get it for a dog or a cat, but you're bringing a peacock?
Well, if that's what brings you comfort, Craig, you know.
This cow, it really brings me comfort. Let me bring it on the airplane and you have a seat next to me.
You know, I got this 25-foot anaconda. Really, really, I like petting it. And, you know, is it okay if we let it roam around a little bit?
Helps me cuddle.
Talk about snakes on a plane.
Ugh.
There's also another list I just found on our webpage about 14 romantic Florida staycations you can do this summer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know what? Let's burn the hell out of the list music. Yeah. We got some stuff we need to get to here. Let's start with that.
We're going to start with that. 14 romantic Florida staycations you can do this summer.
Any in Southwest Florida?
Right. Yes. Yeah, a lot of them are.
Let's fire it off.
Yeah.
And now, a list.
First one, I got Little Palm Island.
Hang on. Oh, he's choked up over here.
A Little Torch Key, which is there. Private island on Little Torch Key, just down from the Big Pine Key.
Yeah.
Isn't that where you drove right by it.
What's it called? Torch?
Little Palm Island is comma Little Torch Key.
Yeah.
It's a private island.
I think I drove right by it. All right. Are you all right? I can move on.
No, fine. No. It's,
needs water?
Brazilian Court Hotel in Palm Beach, just off Worth Avenue.
All right.
The Collector Luxury Inn and Gardens in St. Augustine.
Oh, I haven't been to St. Augustine yet, and my wife and I want to go. It's like the oldest city in America or something like that.
Nice this time of year, yeah. Then you can go to TPC, not too far at Sawgrass, go up that way.
She probably wouldn't want to do that. These are romantic getaways.
I know, but, you know, as long as you're, the Breakers in Palm Beach,
mm-hmm.
One of the top resorts in the world.
Yeah.
The Ritz-Carlton on Amelia Island.
Okay.
Just north of Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Long drive, but...
I call it Georgia.
Nevertheless.
Yeah.
It's not Georgia.
Well, it's right there on the state line.
The Isabella Beach Resort and Spa Marathon. It's in the Keys also.
Yeah. The Keys.
Martin Spot with 24 oceanfront acres. Very nice. Mm. South Seas Island Resort in Captiva.
Oh, yeah. Been there many times.
That's our first Southwest Florida.
That's where I got my flat tire 2 years ago. Remember that?
Oh, that's where you were.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. These are nice nice little villas, but you're really isolated. But that's what you go for, right?
That's what you go for.
You go for. Don Cesar, St. Pete Beach.
All right.
The Chica Lodge and Spa in Isla Morada.
Okay.
Isla Morada.
Yeah.
That's also in the Keys.
Wait a minute. What was the name of that?
The Chica Lodge, Cheeca.
Because that's where I was. I didn't stay at that place, but that's where I was this last
Oh, really?
Week. Yeah.
In Isla Madura?
Yeah.
Morada, I mean?
Morada, yeah.
Oh. Well, there you are.
It's kind of right in the middle.
What are you covered up with, a palm leaf? What is that?
What are you looking at?
the Casa Monica Resort and Spa Autograph Collection, St. Augustine also.
All right.
It's another place. The Aqualina Resort and Residence on the beach at Sunny Isles Beach, just north of South Beach.
Okay.
The Island Inn in Sanibel.
Island.
Oh. I've driven by there.
I ate there recently.
Ah. Nice. And Boca Raton, Boca, freshly renovated.
Yeah.
The Henderson Park Inn in Destin.
Nice blue water up there.
There you go.
That's a good list.
That's one list.
I've actually been to a few of those places. Very impressed.
I've driven by a few of them.
Yeah. Let's see here. Cougar Hunter helping me out. St. Augustine believes he believes it was founded in 1512. Yeah, I think it's the oldest city in America. 239, gentlemen, LMAO, if you have to drive 3 to 6 hours to get to a location, how do you call it a staycation?
Well, I'm sort of with you there. I guess depending on what part of Florida you're in, but yeah.
I can just stay
in
Naples.
I agree. Staycation to me, for me, a staycation, I'm not going any further than Captiva.
Yeah, okay. I feel you.
Captiva to, I'll say, South Beach.
Okay.
All right, 2 hours. That's 2 hours.
Alligator Alley.
Yeah.
Piece of cake.
That's it.
Chaka says, isn't it a requirement to be, if you're rich, to stay at Little Palm Island? Could be. And, back to service animals. Michigan Pop text again. My ex was a supervisor for JetBlue. It was a regular flyer whose support animal was a penguin. And she would put it in a carrier on the plane and walk it on a leash in the airport. That would be something to see a penguin being walked on a leash in the airport.
Yeah.
Hey, Pete, someone just called in and said, are you familiar with the TV show Bloodlines?
Yes.
He says that was filmed at near that Chica Lodge that you were talking about. Yeah, he said back in the day when they were filming that, like Sissy Spacek and a lot of the actors used to have lunch there all the time. But that show was filmed in that general area.
Oh, very interesting.
I got to look up this Chica Lounge. The islands are not that big. I must have been right next door to it. Chica Lounge?
Over Craig's head, you're right. The S is silent. Yes, I'm kind of brushing. I'm going through these. Isla Morada.
Yeah, the guy who called it also corrected you on that, but I don't remember what he said. I've seen that word.
Is it Isla or Isla?
I think it's
Isla. It's Isla Morada.
Morada. Morada.
Morada. Morada.
I've seen that word, that name many times, and I never
Morada.
Know how.
Isla Morada.
Isla Morada.
Yes. Isla Morada. Yes. That sounds right.
Because Spanish for island is Isla. And I just, I don't know. Because, you know, I'm bilingual.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got to use a lot of my language over there.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sure. Chica Lounge. Hmm.
Blue Bandana says, Triple A just told me my tow truck would be here at 6. Sweet deal. Get to listen to you guys.
Where are you stranded? Where
the hell are you? That's 3 hours from now, basically.
Yeah. I like AAA.
Extra Pulp says he saw a service donkey at Dave & Buster's in Bell Tower. Really?
Huh.
Utah!
Service donkey.
Said someone asked if Pete is familiar with a show. Epic. Alan the Cape. I worked for the TSA for 10 years, and one time a lady came through with an emotional support duck. It had a vested. No, I've seen that.
This is ridiculous.
I've seen the duck many times.
I agree. There's just something with that phrasing of words, emotional support duck. Just those three words together. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Isla
Morada.
Isla Morada. Isla Morada.
I got it. I apologize. Isla Morada.
Golden Knight. Thank
gotcha.
You. Thank you.
Gotcha. It's nice, whatever it is. It could be Gilligan's Island.
Still looking at this Chica Lounge. Oh, looks nice.
Yeah.
It's not where I stayed. All right.
Extra Pulp. I don't know what that is. Looks very dark, gloomy.
What is it? My picture didn't come through.
I don't know.
I see Extra Pulp. All right.
It looks like a video, which we actually have a hard time playing on these computers most of the time.
Grouper says it took you three Yankees 10 minutes to figure out how to say Isla Morada.
Well, yeah, Isla Morada. Yes, yes, yes.
That happens.
Please.
All right. You know what? Let's fire up another list. Joe Winter posted on our website top 10 things you can get to spruce up things for the 4th of July in the backyard. And he's got a little shop button on it. So if I say something here, you like it, you can click it on and buy it. Is Joe getting the side percentage of this deal?
I don't know.
Purchase things on our website? Anyway, go to our website, ESPNSWFL.com. Let's fire it up here.
And now, a list.
Let's see here. The classic red, white, and booze t-shirt. You see somebody wearing one of those all the time. That's not for me.
No,
but you always see one. An American themed beverage holder.
Beer belt.
It's like a belt.
No, don't need it.
Do you need a belt to hold all your beers?
It's like, boy, that's something like Batman would wear, a utility belt.
How about the patriotic koozies? Now, I told you, I'm not a koozie guy.
I'm not either.
I drink Coors Light. It's water-ish, and I will finish it before my beer gets cold. I don't need a koozie. I'm a fast eater and a fast drinker. Mm-hmm. I don't just sit there and sip some. I don't need a koozie. Mm-hmm. A star-spangled wine tumbler.
Hammered wine tumbler. Lid and straw. That's typical among...
Okay, if you're drinking wine with a lid and a straw, it's wine. You got to be better than that.
Well, a lot of people, women I know, use it for other drinks, too, besides the wine.
Yeah.
But then they have to put the little identification, little necklace, of the, whether it's different colors. You ever see those?
Like
the
no.
Little, they're like little mini bracelets that a lot of women put around cups and those kind of cups so you know it's yours.
Okay.
So.
All right. Just don't leave it out of your hand.
Yeah, well.
The red, white, and brew beverage napkin, you know, get the right theme for the color. I'm not a big beverage napkin guy. I mean, I'll use a coaster.
I have them, but and we have so many of them left over, so, I mean, it's...
Like, anytime, like if you're at a wedding or if you're at a social function, a hotel, open bar, you go up to a bar and they give you the drink and they give you the napkin because there's condensation or whatever. And it bothers me. I don't like holding it around, and then, you know, I don't know what to do with it later. Just, I found it annoying. Let's see. Inflatable, patriotic, drink holiday. I can't read my writing on this because I wrote these down.
Oh, no. Red, white, and brew beverage. So that, the next one is inflatable patriotic drink holder.
Okay.
Why wouldn't you just punch up the webpage?
I did earlier.
Inflatable patriotic drink holder. Don't need that. It's like, it looks like you give it to a little kid to go swimming with in a pool.
All right.
What are patriotic yard glasses?
What is that?
It's a yard glass, the big, you know, yards.
Oh, the tall yard, 3 foot tall glass. Okay.
Sometimes you have yards of beer available in certain bars around the country.
Yeah.
And if they're glass ones, you got to give your ID because if you bust it, it's about $150.
Ooh.
Some places. A lot of times they do it in plastic now.
All right. How about a red, white, and blue floating beer pong for the pool? I don't see you doing this or me, but Chris, absolutely. I see Chris peeing in a pool, playing beer pong
both.
On an inflatable wrap that the pong is on. Absolutely, I could see him doing that.
I don't mind the pool games, the volleyball net or basketball net or both, whatever. Yeah. But beer pong, yeah.
How about red, white, and blue glow stick necklaces? Now, for the kids, once it gets dark, you're waiting.
Okay.
They got to do something while they're waiting for the fireworks. When you're a kid... And you're waiting, and you remember the excitement and how impatient you are between 8 and 9 o'clock when you're finally waiting for it to get dark enough for those fireworks. You need something to do. You need kids running around with some glow-in-the-dark necklaces. Those were big when I was a kid. And I don't care for them now. And then those fun party headbands. You see these at New Year's. You see the red, white, blue ones for the holiday. You know, those silly little beret headbands that have like maybe a flag
more
sticking
out.
More
for the girls.
Yeah, it's not for me.
No. No, really.
But if any of these ideas tickled your fancy, Joe has conveniently put a shop button next to any of these on our website. Go to ESPNSWFL.com and check it out. Joe always does a great job on the website.
Cougar Hunters say, Pete and Craig, you need to try the crab cakes, lobster mac, and cheese. Yeah, I have. I have. I don't want to give them too much pub because they don't advertise with this Cougar Hunter. But I've tried all that. Yes, it's very good.
May I ask a question?
Yes. The distinguished gentleman from Indiana.
I've never had lobster macaroni and cheese. I know it's out there. I'm familiar with it. It seems to me you'd be killing the joy of having lobster by burying it in pasta and cheese.
Incorrect.
Am I wrong?
It is fantastic if it's done right.
Talk to me, Pete. I feel like you would agree with me, Pete.
Look. I'm 100% Italian. I use a different last name on the radio, okay? Every time I see shellfish and cheese put together, I get nauseous. I feel my grandparents rolling over and my great-grandparents and my great-great-great parents.
Okay.
That being said, because I've seen shrimp parmesan dishes made and thought, oh, my God, this is going to be disgusting, and it wasn't. You know, if you get like a frutti di mare linguine with all the shellfish around, and I see people do grated cheese over that, I get offended.
Yeah.
And if they're putting Parmesan cheese over, I was like, no. I'm not a huge fan of lobster mac and cheese, but I certainly understand if you like it because if it's done right, it tastes way better than I thought it would. It would. In some place, if it's done right. But like you said, Greg, you can't bury it. You want big chunks a lot. You don't want the cheese to overtake the flavor because that's the whole thing with me with shellfish and –
Yeah.
And geez, it's just like, I wasn't raised that way.
I hesitate to even dump it in the butter because I'd like the texture and the taste of lobster, and the butter overwhelms it sometimes. I'll have a few bites with the butter, but I won't dunk it all in the butter.
No, I even last night when I made my lobster and even the clams, I did not use butter at all. It was so sweet and so excellent. You don't really need it. I agree. If I have butter, it's a little dunk, tiny little dunk. Don't have to do it. And especially lobster leg. I mean, the sweetness in the little legs, you know, on the side, the four on the side or whatever it is, is absolutely delicious if you have the patience.
Yeah. Rick, were you going to add
to do that? But as far as, you know, lobster mac and cheese, it's not a go-to of mine or anything, but I know people that do it really, well. It's just, like an acquired taste.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's all how it's done, you know. And there I've gone to places where the cheese is kind of subtle, and there's good chunks of lobster in there. And to me, it's a wonderful combination. It's delicious.
It's huge where I'm from. And it started to come. We used to have a person actually deliver it to our station, our show once a month would come with it, and you know, it's just. I was very careful about how much of the pasta that you ate with the cheese, but it's good. A lot of people love it.
Now, Wig says, and by the way, it's a Wig Wednesday. I think we'll be hearing from him shortly. He says, nope, mac and cheese by itself. You don't need to be putting lobster.
Have you ever had tuna fish with mac and cheese?
If it was like a tuna helper when I was 8 years old or something like that.
Tuna fish with mac and cheese is not bad either.
I don't know that I've had it.
Yeah. I
mean, Go Dog says, Craig, you are correct, kind of. Lobster mac and cheese is the exception. Seafood and cheese do not go together.
On the whole, they do not.
Lobster
at
grilled
all.
Cheese is amazing, according to Bad Attitude
Guy. You know what? I've heard of that too.
And back to our backyard games on the 4th of July. Moon River says, whatever happened to the good old game of lawn darts on the 4th of July? Let me tell you what happened there.
If somebody gets killed.
A lot of kids lost some eyes. Not, they have it, but it's a plastic version now. But back in my day, when we threw the old lawn darts, they had metal sharp knives on the end of them, and we'd throw them up into the air and hope they didn't come down and crush our skull.
You didn't even think about it, how dangerous it was, but you didn't even think about it. I said on our Huffy Thunder Roads, we used to jump garbage cans and people.
Yeah.
And no helmets, no pads. You fell down. Yeah. Shake it like Captain America. Yeah, if you get killed, shake it off.
Land on your foot. Could have been anything.
Yeah. Climb trees. How many trees did you climb? You're like, hey, I can see the mountains from up here.
And
you're
used to love to climb a good tree.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Bad attitude. I can't put hot dogs in mac and cheese. Destroys the taste of the hot dog. No, I disagree. I disagree. The one thing, too, you don't have to put any salt on it.
Yeah.
No, I like slicing up hot dogs occasionally, putting my mac and cheese.
High Def says, I'm with Wig on the mac and cheese, although grilled mac and cheese is tasty.
Oh, Cougar Hunter. Whoa, no. I had tuna fish and spaghetti before, ran out of beef a few times before. Oh, my God. No.
No. No.
But then here I am talking about tuna fish with mac and cheese, and I've had that before, and I think that tastes pretty good.
Would you have tuna spaghetti? And by the way, this is the first thing I ever heard of it. That's when, and hey, we've all been there. That's when it's like Thursday, you got no money left, payday's Friday, there's no groceries in the house, and you got to scramble.
Hey, if either of you guys, are you familiar with something that my mom was kind of famous for making when I was a kid, and we just loved it? She called it brown spaghetti, which is like spaghetti with using gravy instead of pasta sauce.
No, I've had there's such a thing as like barbecue pasta. It's very popular in the Midwest and the Southwest.
Well, this was like spaghetti with ground beef, but instead of the red spaghetti sauce, you put gravy on it.
Yeah.
I've seen barbecue, like there are a lot of places that will do a barbecue style or a gravy style of spaghetti. I mean, I got no problem with that.
A lot of people
do spaghetti with like chili. You know, put a chili sauce on top of it like you
I
would.
I can see that. It's kind of the same. Yeah.
It's no different. What's the difference? Because a lot of people put like elbow macaroni in chili, right? Pasta's pasta. Just like you see spaghetti and sometimes it's still pasta. If you had your eyes closed, took a bite, you probably wouldn't notice the difference. It's all subjective.
Let's see here. Lee County Baseball says tuna casserole. Tuna casserole is kind of close to the...
Yeah, And what famous 70s TV show, what did she always make? who always made tuna casserole.
I'm gonna guess Mrs. Brady.
No, but you're a little after that.
Tuna casserole.
Yep, she used to brag about it all the time.
Sounds familiar.
Alice.
No, right around that time, but before that.
It wasn't the Jeffersons, was it?
No.
Was it Mrs. Cunningham?
No, it was not Mrs. Cunningham. Show that was on Thursday night. We talked about it before. Mrs. Cotter.
Oh, Mrs. Cotter.
Always bragged.
Yeah, they made jokes about that all the time.
Yeah, Gabe would always say, you could come over for, what was her name? Judy? What was the hell was
it? Yeah, Judy.
Judy
Cotter.
No.
Julie.
Julie.
Oh,
Julie.
Yeah.
You can come over for Julie's famous tuna casserole.
But wasn't it kind of a joke? Did he kind of make fun of it a lot?
He made fun of everything. He thought he was like this Groucho Marx comedian guy, and he really wasn't the funniest one on the show. No. It was the Sweat Hogs.
Yeah, but then a couple times he'd had the kids over, and that's what he's like, oh, tuna casserole. So I remember the first time I had it, I'm like, this is going to be awful. You know, I was at a friend's house, and they made tuna casserole, and I liked it.
We got some more food stuff coming in. Stanley Strip Club says smoked brisket with mac and cheese with barbecue sauce topped on the fried onion. Yeah,
please,
you're right.
That's
Wig
awesome.
Says, I want you guys to try some Downhill Southern mac and cheese.
And
Cougar Hunter says, you'd be surprised at the taste. And yes, Craig, it was a tight Thursday. We've all been there.
Utah says, my dad, my father's ex used to make a garlic and butter pasta. That was so amazing, and I really wish I knew how to make it. You can make it. It's about the dough, putting the proper amounts in the dough. And if you have a pasta maker, I do it. The one that you crank the hand, you know, you can do it. Utah, it's not that difficult, honestly.
Utah.
It may take some practice to put the ingredients the proper amount in, but that's what cooking is. That's why cooking is fun. You experiment a little bit.
Go Huskers says pulled pork and mac and cheese.
Oh yeah,
that sounds divine.
Oh, any barbecue with mac and cheese. Mac and cheese goes just about with anything.
That sounds wonderful. You know? I've never tried that.
It does.
Yep.
All right, that is delightful. I'm hungry now.
I'm starving now.
Don't forget Top Golf on our website. Sheamus Shepherd is July 31st. Do we have the time right? Was I right? I said 2:30?
2:30 to 5:30. Yes. Apparently, Cristobal didn't get the memo that was given out to upper management.
I've only known it to be 2:30. So that's what I said.
We were promoting 12:30 to 3:30 last week, but apparently it's 2:30 to 5:30 officially. That's my understanding.
That's July 31st.
Website says 2:30 to 5:30.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's what I went off.
It's 2:30 to 5:30. Last week I was reading on the show 12:30 to 3:30 because that's what it was. We just changed the date. But it's Sunday, 2:30 to 5:30.
Sign up. Join us. Yep. And your bay could have 4 to 6 golfers, and you're competing against all the other ones. All right? That's how that's going to work. It's going to be a lot of fun. Brought to you by Naples Wealth Planning and Gavin's Ace Hardware. Part of the proceeds go to the V Foundation as well. Sign up now, ESPNSWFL.com. There's another thing. It's like Joe Winter's doing all of our show prep today. I'm going back to the website. When we come back, Pete has a list from there.
New laws going into effect July 1st, and then I got my awesome college football list that you're going to love.
Let's do it. Sheamus and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We take our sports reporting responsibilities very seriously when we feel like it.
This is Sheamus and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
I'm Craig Sheamus, along with Pete Shepherd, Rick Church on the other side of the glass. Sheamus and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
This is his first hit, I think. Former New York City police officer. You know him better as Eddie Money.
Recently late.
Yes.
Eddie Money, sadly.
Yes.
I just saw a text from Snook Stamp. That's Captain Greg.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if he was listening. He just started getting a whole bunch of texts. Here it is. Just got several texts from listeners being told useless information. Should be Keys Island pronunciations. I'll have to listen to the last hour on the podcast and pass it on to Captain Devin. Yeah. We're in trouble with the fishing show.
You guys are busted. Southwest Florida's first couple of fishing is not happy.
Oh, well.
You should get most of that stuff right. No, we messed up on the...
I still can't think of it. Is Lamadora? Is Isla
Madora?
Isla Morada.
Isla Morada. Isla Morada. Isla Morada.
Isla Morada.
It's going to go on forever.
Look, man, I came from a place that has the toughest names ever that Craig still can't pronounce.
Worcester.
So just give me a break.
It's Natowick.
All the cities and towns down here are very nice. Now, remember the Golden State Warriors trying to pronounce all the Massachusetts teams? They couldn't get
it. Yeah, they couldn't do it.
What was the Family Guy episode where they were looking for a Twinkie factory during?
Oh, yeah.
In Natick or something?
Yeah,
like
Natick.
That?
Natick. Yeah, Natick, Mass. Yeah, Natick, Mass. To where Doug Flutie went.
Really?
Yep, Natick High. You ask him what his greatest accomplishment is. People would say, oh, the Hail Mary against Miami. No.
Yeah.
You would say second might be the drop kick he made against the Dolphins at Foxborough in a useless game that didn't mean anything.
Wasn't
still.
That his last game as an NFL player?
Well, they made the playoffs.
He did some good stuff in Canada.
He will tell you that, and I still think to this day he will tell you the same story that he's told us many times, is that his greatest accomplishment in sports, he kicked a game-winning 43-yard field goal in a mini blizzard for the high school state championship back in the day. For his high school team, he said that's my favorite play ever.
Really?
He's also a great drummer, by the way. He's also a great drummer.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'm looking out the Chica Lounge you mentioned earlier. That was just down the street from where I was staying.
Should have went.
He got his own brand of cornflakes named after him.
He
too.
Did. Yeah.
Remember
yeah.
the Flutie Flakes? The Flutie Flakes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. I have it. I had it. I might still have an unopened box of that somewhere. It's probably worth something.
Might be.
Never been opened.
Don't eat it.
I'm
sick.
Not going to.
Like that alleged box
like
of Cheerios
you
had.
No, you did. You ate.
I was perfectly fine.
Yeah.
I thought it was a Jif peanut butter. Bad Jif.
Oh,
you were
but
eating.
No, after the Jif, and by the way, they did. That was recalled. There was a story, and we had Clover's, what was the cereal?
Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms. Yeah. That went bad.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then there was a story that Pete saw in a New York Post that Cheerios were making
Cheerios,
people sick. Now,
yep.
I refused because it wasn't pulled off the shelves, and I ate mine. But Pete got sick from his.
I did not. My wife did.
Really?
My wife got sick, and there were other people. When we posted that story, when I talked about it, there were a lot of people that chimed in and said, oh, my God, my kids wouldn't stop throwing up. Same type of thing, and they're trying to figure it out. Yeah, Chris, Craig, read New Hampshire. I want to hear you might know this one because it's sort of famous, but you may not. I want you to try. Look at New Hampshire on the text line.
New Hampshire. Okay.
That's a lake, by the way. Lake. Do you know how to say that?
All right, hold on. Winnipeg. That's clearly Winnipesaukee.
Winnipesaukee.
Same thing.
No. Lake Winnipesaukee, of course, and what about Bob, is where he chased down.
Oh, that's right.
Dr. Marvin! Dr. Leo Marvin!
Well,
don't hassle me. I'm local.
Yeah. All right.
Now, Bob, I told you.
Underrated movie.
Because it's not an appointment. I'm dropping by. What's his name? Is right in that. Not Bill Murray, who obviously is funny, but. Oh my God,
Richard Dreyfuss.
Richard Dreyfuss.
Very good.
What about Bob? Is a star that gets
totally
funnier every single time.
Comedy
yeah.
class.
Yep. Remember, he's in his office at first, and he's like, he falls off the chair as he's first being interviewed by Richard Dreyfuss, and his head slowly comes up over the desk, and he's like, Dr. Marvin, there are two kinds of people in this world: those who like Neil Diamond and those who don't.
I'm a big fan of Neil Diamond.
Yeah. There's a musical coming out on Broadway about his entire career.
Really?
Yep.
That's pretty good.
Baby Steps.
Oh, we see Emergency Beer Guy.
Baby
just
Steps,
say-
yes. That's the name of the book. that he billed $29.99
for. Emergency Beer Guy just sent a picture of cereal. It's Miami Hurricane cereal. Frosted Corn Flakes. Did you see this?
Yes.
How about that? Got the Ibis getting ready to eat a big bowl of. Got the big U on there.
Nice.
That's good. All right. July 1st. A lot of times.
R. Kelly just got sentenced to 30 years in prison, by the way.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yep. So a lot of times laws are passed, and they usually either take effect January 1st or July 1st, depending on whatever. Mm-hmm. There are new laws in the state of Florida that are taking effect July 1. That is in 2 days. They're on our website, ESPNSWFL.com. Pete, you took a look at the – I haven't seen it.
Okay.
Do we need a list?
Yeah.
Are we going to do – is there 10 or what? How many
are there? 10. Yeah.
10 new laws getting ready to take effect here in Florida.
And now, a list.
All right. First one, prescriptions. Most controlled substances will now be able to be prescribed via telemedicine.
Oh, a teledoc. I use that. Mm-hmm. All right.
Smoking in public. Local governments are now allowed to ban smoking at public beaches and public parks, which they own.
Oh.
Which they own.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Less smoking.
There's my favorite. I'd love to see this get enforced. Yes. Loud music.
What?
The new law allows the issuance of citations up to $114 to those who have music coming from a vehicle that could be heard from more than 25 feet away.
So if you're one of these guys, and I don't get this, and this sounds like a Cougar Hunter thing, maybe. I don't know. Do you have one of those, like the bass just turn up real loud, like it's louder outside the car, the inside, and it vibrates my ears if you pull up next to me at a light? That's no longer legal?
Well, it doesn't even have to be that, Craig. I mean, I drive, if I'm driving down Estero Boulevard towards Fort Myers Beach, usually I have the windows down.
Yeah.
And the music cranking, maybe not, but I have it cranking loud, but so does everybody else, especially when you start to slow down, when you cross over. And you start to get to, yes, the single gentleman from Indiana. So that's a bunch of people.
Craig has his arm raised.
Yes.
Is this just music? Or if, for example, you have the Sheeman and Shepherd talk show cranked up, is that allowable?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I think it's any
found a loophole.
Any noise from that. Now, what, first of all, you can be at Santa, but I don't care where you are. How they're going to have a sheriff, unless he's already... you know, checking for speedsters. You know,
yeah.
How you gonna monitor this?
It's like we've become Footloose. No dancing, no music.
25 feet.
25 feet.
Remember that? Remember the cop when he said, "Watch that at you, boy."
Yeah, yeah.
Financial literacy for high school students. Starting next year, high school students will have to learn about bank accounts, credit cards, investments, and how to do their taxes. I think that is outstanding. High school students. Outstanding.
They should.
Absolutely.
I tried to teach my kids how to balance a checkbook once. They're like, why bother? I just look at what my statement on my phone says I have right now. And that's not how it works.
I think you'd be surprised how many people, professional athletes even today, could not write a check if they had to.
Yeah.
They wouldn't know how to do it.
Yeah.
Tenant safety. Maya's Law, named for Maya Marcano. Improves tenant safety by tightening apartment security measures through required background screenings of employees. No problem with that.
Sure.
Bonus checks. There will be a $5,000 incentive to bring police officers in from other states, and $1,000 bonuses will be given to law enforcement and first responders in Florida.
All right. Uh-oh. Pittsburgh John with a good question. Who's going to be the first Sheeman and Shepherd listener cited for playing Miley Cyrus too loud on a Friday at 5 o'clock? That's a great question.
That is a great question. Florida high school safety. This law will help strengthen school security measures through increased training with mental health and crisis intervention, enhanced protocols, and heightened procedures for threat assessment, family reunification, and emergency drills. It's cool.
Hi-Def just says he just got pulled over.
Youth crime records. Minors will have a chance to get their records expunged if they complete diversion programs. Yeah, I got no problem with that.
All right.
Race history. Educators will be banned from teaching certain topics related to race, and the law is designed in part to prevent teachers from making students feel guilt or shame about their race because of historical events.
I think that's a controversial race theory that they're teaching. Real quick. Toothbrush says, great, I'll get a ticket when Craig says,
oh, no, wouldn't that be great? Emma. And then if I got a ticket because you were that obnoxious, I would file a lawsuit against you.
Chances are the officer would say, oh, you're with the Sheeman Shepherd Show, or you're listening to the Sheeman Shepherd Show, they'll probably let you off. Because they're good. Friends of the program.
And last but not least, and This is the only thing that Governor DeSantis has done that I am really offended at.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's that?
I don't like it at all.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I've only lived here 5 years.
What?
But strawberry shortcake is not Florida's official state dessert.
It's got to be key lime.
No, it's got to be key
lime. It's got to be key lime.
Got to be key lime. Come on, Governor. Strawberry shortcake? Out of everything on this list is the only thing I just disagree totally. Strawberry shortcake,
with
synonymous with Florida.
Yeah.
No. No.
I just.
No.
We must grow a lot of strawberries
here
in this state.
Yeah. I like strawberry shortcake, but no, it's key lime pie.
It's
come on, man. Come on, Governor.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
Was there a list that we don't know about that they choose from? The key lime pie coming second?
Did the Strawberry Association donate to the campaign? Yeah, it's got to be
key
lime.
How do you guys feel about that? Strawberry shortcake has become Florida's official state dessert? No way!
Is it possible we have multiple official state desserts? Because
it says Florida's official state dessert is going to be July 1st strawberry shortcake. So, and there'll be documentation.
Does that mean up until tomorrow it's still key lime?
So it was key lime pie before?
I don't know. I'd have to. I'm assuming it was.
I mean,
I think it's sure as hell down here it is. Southwest Florida
it is. Every restaurant has it.
Or is this maybe a new declaration? Maybe we didn't have an official state dessert up till now. Or
yeah. I'll look it up at the. I'm going to look it up at the break. No, because every state has these little corny things. Official treats. You know.
Yeah.
But I got to look this up. I don't know who voted on this. If there even was a vote, but if Congress voted on this and the Florida State House and reps and senators, and they voted strawberry shortcake.
No, you know what?
Hold on.
Vote them out.
Dutch Oven says yes, that we lead the nation in strawberry production.
And I think Craig may have been joking, but do you really not believe that there could have been some influence from the strawberry? Seriously.
I agree.
I mean, you know, seriously. If they're pumping this much money in the country, they're like, hey, you know, let's go. Give us a little love here.
Blue bandana, strawberry shortcake, greater than key lime? No.
Well, that's to each his own. I like them both. I like key lime pie better. And the key lime pie down here is the best I've ever had.
I like it tart. And I like it on a nice graham cracker crust. And I'm good.
I told you the one, and I'll give them a tiny plug, but the Pinchers in Gulf Coast Center has a dessert, fried key lime pie.
Oh.
It is unbelievable. It's just enough. I recommend still go, you know, small portion, but for two. It is deep fried and then sprinkled with cinnamon and sugar on top, and it is one of the greatest desserts I've ever had.
Now I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Display Seahawks fan says forced to wear a sheep and a shepherd hat everywhere so we don't get arrested from the police. And Tag Heuer says, if y'all pay the fine, I'll crank up Miley in the parking lot of the Cape Coral Police Department on Friday. I don't want anybody to get in trouble.
Display Seahawks fan says Florida logic, key lime pie is Florida's official pie, and now strawberry shortcake is the official dessert.
I think he's right. I think he's right.
You're right, but pie isn't dessert. I mean, you can't have it both ways.
I agree.
Governor, you can't have it both ways. It's one or the other. Otherwise, then make separate categories. What's the official cupcake of Florida? I don't know.
Maybe we need to come up with one. All right, we're late. It is Wig Wednesday.
Very
I'm anticipating a phone call in the next segment or two from Wig. We'll debate the key lime versus strawberry and all other laws taking effect in the state of Florida. Sheba to Shepherd, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
What makes a winner?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
What makes a loser?
I'm a loser, baby.
We hash it all out for your listening pleasure.
He's a winner.
Look, I'm a loser.
This is Sheman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
I'm Craig Sheman along with Pete Shepherd. Rick Church on the other side of the glass. Sheman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. Who's this, Rick?
This would be Korn.
Korn!
Oh. Korn with a K.
K.
Craig.
They were in South Park before, too.
Got the life. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of them. I don't, I couldn't name a song.
Well, you don't go that's home right. and throw on a Korn CD with the family around?
It's a little heavy for my taste. That's okay.
Okay. Well, surprising.
A lot of new laws starting in the state of Florida, starting on in 2 days, July 1st, one of which key lime pies no longer, well, strawberry is the official, what is it, dessert?
Dessert.
You know, and strawberries by itself is not a dessert. It's just a fruit.
No, it was strawberry shortcake.
Strawberry shortcake, yeah.
Because we grow more strawberries than anybody in the country, apparently. And I lived in California, and you just see strawberry fields. Strawberry fields forever.
That was not on key.
Was that supposed to, who were you there? Ringo? No, you weren't Paul or John.
Ringo was the worst singer. Let's see here. And then there was another one. Shepherd pie is no dessert. Yeah, it's a meat. It's a meat pie.
No, it's a savory pie.
Buzz Lightning, regarding the rule that you can no longer blare your music to be heard more than 25 feet away, I have a separate vehicle dedicated to car audio with almost 10,000 watts inside. I can't wait to get my first ticket. I have a question. Why would one need 10,000 watts of audio on the inside?
I don't know.
I don't even wear my headphones loud here in the studio because I don't want to go deaf.
And why do you really care if your car goes 0 to 60 in like 3 seconds instead of 4? Is that really
good? It feels good. You just drive it there and you just...
An extra
like
second?
Like a rocket.
Really? I mean...
I don't know. I'm like,
you know what I mean. It's like...
I know. LSU Tom says, how about the giant pile of meringue on top of key lime? They use a blowtorch. It's so good.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a meringue guy, and lemon meringue pie, I don't like the meringue. It doesn't do
anything
for me.
Well, there's French meringue, there's Italian meringue, and there's Swiss meringue.
Could you discuss the differences?
Because
I don't know.
Sweetness and tart. The sweetness and...
it's just that airy, crunchy, little foamy... I don't need it.
Different meringues will crack differently. I mean... The real way to do it, if you have the time, is to put it in the oven, which is a very difficult thing to do. I mean, most restaurants and desserts, they'll blowtorch it. But a real, real good pastry chef will put it in the oven.
Craig, the way you describe meringue is absolutely correct, but I don't think it's meant to be eaten on its own. So if you mix that meringue with like a nice lemon pie, it's wonderful.
I like meringue.
I mean, I've had it. I just don't. It doesn't do anything for me.
Hey, I wanted to mention, by the way, yesterday you were concerned about the 5 o'clock hour because you said, did we discuss any sports at all during the hour?
We did, didn't we?
Yeah. I just want to run down the notes I have for the 3 o'clock hour for the podcast.
Uh-oh.
Top romantic staycations in Florida.
Yes.
Top accessories for the 4th of July. Does lobster belong in macaroni and cheese? 10 new Florida laws and strawberry shortcake controversy.
It sounds like the end of June to me. I can't talk about Deshaun Watson anymore.
Herbie Hancock, great tweet. Just because we grow the most strawberries makes no sense. It's like saying an orange creamsicle is our official popsicle. Like in California, what's the official dessert of California where a lot of oranges and citrus grows and stuff? What would that be?
Why does it have to be fruit? A lot of times I don't eat fruit things
with dessert.
I love
fruit, but I mean...
I mean, it could be chocolate cake or something. I don't know what it is in California. I'll effort. By the way, Wig says we sound like we're AARP veterans. What? Because just we don't
what?
Like that
what
Mandango loud music?
Oh, I don't care about the... I play loud music when I'm driving down the beach. That doesn't bother me, but... but I don't know how you're going to issue citations for it. Unless it's so blatantly obvious that you're going down to Fort Myers Beach and you have an officer checking for speed, for speeding, and you're like... Say it's 8 o'clock in the morning. Maybe it's before traffic starts, and you're blaring music. I mean, maybe then, even that, I can't believe. Because I would say, well, I'm not paying it. We're going to go to court. Prove it. They're going to have a decibel meter in the car now too. In the sheriff's, how are you going to enforce that? I thought it was. It sounded loud. I mean, there's a lot of gray area there.
All right, I have the official dessert of California.
Okay.
Chiffon cake.
Okay, that figures. I don't mind chiffon cake, but...
The most iconic dessert in California is the avocado parfait. They do produce the most avocados.
Yeah, I get it. Mm.
Which we learned during every single Super Bowl from the last several years.
Yeah.
Right, the avocado producers or whatever commercials are all over the Super Bowl.
No, I know.
I don't see them anytime anywhere else except during the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I know the official dessert in Massachusetts is Boston cream pie. That's been that way forever, which really isn't a pie at all. Yeah. It's a cake with a custard inside. It's delicious.
Yeah.
But
blue bandana. I know you had a little car problem. You're waiting on AAA now. Waiting for your toe. Listening to the show. since you've got time to kill, I'm going to take a break here at the top of the hour. Call us. I want to know what the problem was. Did the car die?
What is that figurine he
it looks
has?
Like you got a monkey behind you.
No, it's not a monkey. Who is that?
Something in the back seat.
I'm looking. That looks like. Is that? Did your child draw that?
I don't know.
What is that? It's a cartoon character of some sort.
So
Oh, it looks like an Ewok. Is that an Ewok from Star Wars?
Yeah, Blue Bandana. Let's kill some time. Give us a call here in about 3 minutes, and then and Wig will be calling for Wig Wednesday. And we got a lot coming up.
I got my list, too, my good college football list. Yeah, forgetting. Back That's to sports. Right. How about that?
Oh, and Rick Church, just for you. Today is Harmon Killebrew's birthday. And in honor of him and you, because he played for the Minnesota Twins, we're going to do Minnesota sports trivia later on today.
I saw that, Craig.
Feel free to double-check my work.
Oh, it's all good.
And the other
Craig
thing,
got them all right, and I would have answered every one of them lickety-split.
Also, Toll House cookies originated in Massachusetts, too, so you know.
Do you know the chocolate chip cookie wasn't invented until, like, the 1950s?
Yeah.
Like, in my parents' lifetime?
Yeah.
It seems like that should have been around, like, 1,000 years.
What is the difference between a Toll House cookie and a chocolate chip cookie?
Well, Toll House
is just a
brand.
It's just like a brand. There's a Nestle, there's a Toll House, there's a Homemade. I mean, it's...
I mean, it's a big difference from a Chip Ahoy cookie and a Homemade Toll House
cookie.
Oh,
absolutely.
You know?
Come out of the oven.
I'm starving, man.
All right, now, all right, let's take a break. We got the rundown. Blue Bandana's going to check in. Wig is going to check in. We got it all going on. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.